This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts with us. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want, whether you want to talk about intellectual property or the straw and plastic utensil ban that has hit the streets in Seattle as of Sunday. You're welcome to comment on those things or whatever is on your mind if you dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733, or Skype in and join us on our Skype, the Skype username lrn.fm, or jump into our Discord on-air call-in line room. It's the top chat room in our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Johnson, share with us your story from apparently breaking news from the Libertarian Party's National Convention, which is where our own Daryl W. Perry is at right now. So I imagine he was involved in the floor discussion on this issue. At these conventions, there's really boring parts where it's pretty much most of the convention where they sit there and argue and quibble over party platform issues. But this has apparently been one that generated some news coverage from Reason.com.
Yeah, it's pretty major. The Libertarian Party officially supports the decriminalization of prostitution, according to a new plank in the party's political platform.
I'm surprised it took this long.
Yeah.
I mean,
hey, way to take a stance, finally, on something that actually makes a difference.
I mean, I guess the argument would be, well, I mean, the Libertarian Party's always been the party, supposedly, of principle, at least once upon a time it was, where the members of the party are supposed to sign the non-aggression principle, basically, which says I don't support or initiate or advocate through the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. So it's wrapped up in that, the support of the right to do sex work, if that's what you want to do, if it's consensual. That's sort of wrapped up in that statement. But this is then absolutely specifying a positive statement in favor of allowing that to happen.
Right. So this makes the LP the only notable U.S. political party to stand unequivocally for sex worker rights in opposition to cops caging people for consensual sex.
That's the surprise to me, is that the Green Party wasn't already on board with this.
Yeah, it's surprising they haven't said it. Is it the old Carlin saying that sex is legal, doing business is legal, but doing sex business is not legal?
I don't know if it's Carlin, but it's a good one.
Well, he didn't use such gentle language.
Yeah.
As he wouldn't.
So this goes on here. We assert the right of consenting adults to provide sexual services to clients for compensation and the right of clients to purchase sexual services from consenting sex workers, reads the new language adopted by vote today, well, yesterday, at the Libertarian National Convention in New Orleans. The convention brings together Libertarian Party members for forums, speeches, and debates while delegates vote on proposed amendments to the party's platform and bylaws and who will be the national leaders. After some debate, Monday morning, delegates adopted the decriminalization amendment as plank 2.8 of the party's platform. The previous platform made no mention of sex work or prostitution. The language of the new amendment was drafted by sex workers, and LP delegates rejected a similar amendment in order to approve the sex worker penned version. The LP's move comes the same week America's other more popular third party, the Greens, explicitly rejected a platform that protects sex worker rights.
Wow. Really?
Yep.
Surprised.
In a not surprising yet still disappointing move, the Green Party failed to pass a platform resolution calling for the decriminalization of sex work. The Sex Workers Outreach Project noted on Twitter this morning. Instead, they retained their current platform, which recommends Nordic model criminalization and conflates trafficking with sex work.
Wow, what do you know? The Libertarian Party, more progressive than the Green Party.
Well,
not surprising.
This is kind of the nanny statism that this goes on in Germany, where brothels are legal, but there are still plenty of people that run around saying, these girls, blah, 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 that, like, I guess the idea is the... That they're being exploited by boyfriends who send them to work at the brothels, even though they have to sign pieces of paper that say they're not being exploited or whether. Then they give their money to their boyfriends. Their boyfriends are bad money managers, or they have more than one girlfriend who does this, or whatever. So apparently, because these women are poor judges of character, because these men have no control over them, they sleep at these brothels.
Right.
Okay? It's basically a nunnery, only the opposite.
Isn't that what a nunnery is, actually?
The opposite?
I thought a nunnery was a brothel. No?
I swear, sometimes I work with Jerry Seinfeld. He's so out of touch.
Wait, but the question here is, was Ian making a joke?
No, I thought a nunnery was a brothel. Get thee to a nunnery? That's not a brothel. It's an actual like
what
place
is
where nuns
nun,
hang out.
Ian?
I thought it was slang for a brothel. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure that there are some people who have used it in that fashion.
I'm sure they are.
Anyway, going on here, they mention this thing about the Green Party wanting the Nordic model for criminalization and conflating sex work with trafficking, human trafficking. So they go on to explain the Nordic model puts more emphasis on prosecuting sex buyers than sex sellers and lets some sex workers avoid arrest so long as they do so under very specific circumstances.
All right. I am vindicated here.
Somebody on Urban Dictionary has called a nunnery a brothel.
Oh, where'd it go? I found it here for a moment and now...
It was all in your imagination.
No, man. On the Google... Okay. I'll find it here in a moment. I apologize.
I mean, nobody's denying
it. It says here there's a double meaning on enotes.com.
Yeah, you know, I've read many of the classics. I'm reasonably well read. I got to say, I have never heard nunnery used as an aphorism for a brothel.
A whorehouse. It says here a nunnery also means a whorehouse.
Really? Because if I told my wife I was going to the nunnery and it was either true or false, I'm not sure which one of those would be worse. Like, this isn't some kind of saving grace.
Where are you going? The nunnery, because it's none of your business.
Right.
Anyway.
There you go.
In voting that ended July 1st, Green Party delegates rejected a proposed platform amendment that would add the decriminalization to the party's official platform. The measure was co-sponsored by the Green Parties of Alabama, Colorado, North Carolina, and Utah, and the Lavender Greens and Youth Greens. It is the opinion that the authors of this
document... What are Lavender Greens and Youth Greens?
I have no idea.
Lavender is probably the gay greens or something. Maybe.
Could be. Maybe.
Yeah.
It is the opinion of the authors of this document that the party's current stance on sex work is morally indefensible, ideologically incoherent, and politically damaging, they suggested. The amendment failed. The Democratic platform makes no mention of prostitution or sex work.
Right.
It does contain at least a dozen references to sexual orientation. The Republican platform also avoids commentary on prostitution, though it does claim that pornography, with its harmful effects, especially on children, has become a public health crisis that is destroying the lives of millions.
Yeah, so don't expect the Republicans to take up this issue anytime soon. Doesn't sound like the Democrats are in a rush to do it. At least the Greens attempted something, but unfortunately they are still in the dark ages as far as their position on sex work compared to the Libertarian Party. It's nice to see
it. It's funny how the progressives, because they hate men so much, really have to kind of bend over backwards to sort of figure out, how it is that pornography and prostitution, both of which are populated in large part by women, are bad and evil and wrong. And so, you know, they say things like, men, or as they like to call them, rapey rape rapers, get a, you know, really bad view of sex through prostitution, or excuse me, through pornography. And, I mean, well, obviously there's camera angles involved in that. The sex that normal folks do in their bedroom isn't generally... It's not television worthy or video worthy. It takes a long time to put together a 20-minute video for consumption on Pornhub or wherever people are viewing these things. So I don't know. I mean, it's funny to hear these people do their very best to young men. If you want a bunch of available young women, as long as you can handle their yickety yakking.
Don't go to the Libertarian Party meeting.
No, go to the Greens.
Which is why it's a surprise to me that the Greens were so far behind on this issue, because you're much more likely to encounter females at a Green Party meeting than you are at the Libertarian
Party.
Repeat
after
meeting.
Me. Men, or as I like to call them, rapey rape rapers. And that just, when you can insert that, then you know what the deal is.
All right, 855-450, free like freedom. Join us here. It's Free Talk
What's
Live.
More profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. blinkprotect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We're talking about sex work and the surprising development that the Libertarian Party, the National Libertarian Party, apparently is the first mainish kind of largish political party in the United States to actually openly back sex work as though it should be legal in their party platform. It was apparently just updated yesterday with that information. And the Reason.com is reporting on it, and we're going to go to your calls and thoughts here. But I do want to make sure that you know about the Blink Home Security System. If you've got a home, then it's a darn good idea to have it protected. You never know what's going to happen in there. And while you're not away, especially, the Blink Home Security System can keep your home protected by monitoring what goes on. That way you'll know, and it'll send you video clips of anything that happens in front of the Blink cameras wherever you install them. And the install is probably the easiest part of this thing. You open the box, put batteries into the cameras, and then put them wherever you want. There's no wire running through walls or any hassles actually getting this thing connected. It is super easy to do. You just set it all up with your Wi-Fi-enabled device. Whether it's your tablet or your smartphone, it really could not get any easier. I've been through the process. I know how simple it is. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. That gets you 15% off your Blink Home Security System.
I have a question. So, yeah. Just something about these. So these are, they take very low power, correct?
Yeah. Just two AA batteries.
Could you, like, stick these in your vehicle?
Boy, I don't
only
know.
If it was close enough to your house that the little monitor, link.
Right. It has to have a hub. So there's
a Wi-Fi. It would have to have a connection to Wi-Fi, but what if you used your phone as a mobile hotspot?
It needs
a
hub.
To do some wiring.
So yeah, it has to it's a home security system. There are systems designed for cars.
Okay, so it's not they don't connect wirelessly. They connect through Ethernet or is that?
No, it's a wireless camera.
It's wireless, okay.
There's a hub in the system. So when you're setting it up,
the system itself comes with a hub that connects. Okay.
So the hub connects to your Wi-Fi.
Okay.
And the cameras connect to the hub.
Okay.
So there's only one wire in the system, it's the power cable for the hub.
Right.
All the cameras themselves are battery operated.
So
the only way you could use this in your car would be if your car was within the range of the hub in your house.
Unless, of course, you found a way to use, the
unless you operated the hub
like
in
an
your
inverter,
car.
Yeah, an inverter and an operated the hub in your car, yeah.
Yeah, I guess you could do that, and then you could, in theory, do it with your phone, I think. Yeah. Maybe that's a bit of a hack job,
I think. Right, yeah, maybe.
Your mileage may vary on that one.
Right.
Can't guarantee you the system will work that way.
The cameras themselves probably wouldn't, since they don't require much power, and the hub is the only thing that requires power. It's not like the hub is powering the cameras.
You'd be better off just buying
a vehicle.
A dash cam, because you can wire those directly into your car battery.
Yeah.
So, anyway, BlinkProtect.com. If you want to protect your home or your small office, go to BlinkProtect.com/FTL. So, BlinkProtect.com/FTL, you'll save 15%. And so far, I've not yet replaced any batteries in the Blink cam. So, I will let you guys know when that happens.
Mine gets set off far more often than yours. I haven't changed our batteries.
And also, I want to know if you get, a notice on your app. Like, hey, battery low,
I'll let you know.
I suspect you will.
I'm using those crappy rechargeable Energizers that I had.
They're going to go fast, then.
You would think.
Presumably.
You would think.
Yeah.
I mean, they're terrible and everything else, but... They're holding.
So you didn't use the ones that came with?
One of them came with. For whatever reason, others didn't come with.
Okay, mine came with. So
We're talk show hosts, so we get our setup for free, so it doesn't come the same way as other people's.
Got it. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Ala Loca on the line in Orlando. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there, guys. Hey. I wanted to call in and maybe trigger some people. I don't know.
Okay.
But I wanted to know your opinion on... if 4th of July is a libertarian holiday or not.
Independence Day could arguably be a libertarian holiday, I think.
I'm in the fence, honestly.
Why?
Because, now that we know that words have different meanings towards others, just the way that the holiday is being carried out now, I feel like it's more nationalistic.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's definitely a holiday from libertarianism.
Hello?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of flag waving right. kind
is
of
it,
attitude.
Is it Memorial Day or is it Veterans Day or is it 4th of July? I'm not entirely sure. They all it seems to be the same decorations yeah. that we use for all of them.
So on the break, I was actually commenting because, you know, Keene celebrates is probably loosely they light off fireworks
mm-hmm. at a baseball game,
you know, at a baseball game, a local baseball game, and a lot of other towns are doing this as well, but celebrating on July 3rd.
Correct.
So it's not even the 4th of July celebration anymore. It's a July 3rd thing that they're doing, completely divorced at this point from Independence Day.
And Independence Day Eve. Independence, yeah. you could say that independence has something to do with the personal independence, but it's never been about that.
No.
Independence Day is about independent, you know,
from the UK.
Right, from the UK. The United States from the UK, so.
I wish that there was a financial Independence Day where people celebrated being debt-free.
That would be great. but, you know, but trading a government 3,000 miles away for... probably a government 3,000 miles away if you're in, say, Hawaii or mm-hmm. Alaska. I mean, you know, why? What's all the celebration about exactly?
Well, you could argue that it's a secession day, right? That's a celebration of seceding from the from Great Britain.
I think that's worth pointing out, absolutely.
Historically, arguably, that's what the day is. I agree with you, Alaloka. It has over the years, and this is our yearly gripe about Independence Day on Free Talk Live, is that people call it the 4th of July, not Independence Day. And that's an indicator that it has transitioned from a celebration of secession, a celebration of national independence, to a celebration of the nation, period. A celebration of the United States, a celebration of nationalism, and that's why that you've seen... Now, whether it was a deliberate decision to stop calling it Independence Day, or just something that kind of happened over the years for whatever reason, you could argue that somebody deliberately made this decision of, let's stop calling it Independence Day. We don't want people thinking about independence. We want them to be dependent and love their state. Because
well,
ultimately...
But maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good theory. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I was just comparing it to more like nationalistic countries, and especially what we were talking about, what you guys were talking about yesterday with North Korea and mm-hmm. how they carry themselves with celebrating, and it just has a correlation to it all.
Oh, yeah, North Korea is very similar. I mean, they have celebrations for their country, and a lot of so-called nations around the world have this. North Korea has the Arirang, which is their year. I believe it's every year. It could be more often. But they have this national celebration where many of the people of North Korea will work and train very, very hard throughout the year to perform at this celebration. And it is an absolutely splendid, beautiful, like very colorful, very vibrant. I watched a documentary about it. And just an amazing presentation that they put on with all kinds of, you know, acts of strength and prowess and performance and choreography, and it's very, very beautiful. Of course, everybody's forced to perform. If you don't perform in this, you'll probably go to the gulag or something bad will happen to your family. Alaloka, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, or if you want to sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us like she did there, get on our Discord. Chat room, discord.lrn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
USA Radio News.
Tonight, President Trump is delivering remarks at the Salute to Service dinner in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. One of the things the president discussed was the VA Accountability Act.
We now look at the person that violates
our great veterans, and we say, Jim, you're fired, and we can do it. Now we can do it. You couldn't do anything.
A woman confronted EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt yesterday while he was eating lunch, demanding he resign from his post as she read a laundry list of her personal disagreements with him. Randy Sutton is a retired Las Vegas police lieutenant. He's also the national spokesman for Blue Lives Matter. He explains what he would do if someone came into his restaurant and started causing a scene.
Well, in reality, the restaurant owners who really have responsibility for the safety of their people should be calling the police, and they should be extricated immediately.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Dial toll free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Got some big news about Zen Magnets. They have defeated the CPSC, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, and it's been a long time coming. We'll tell you more about the story coming up here. I do want to let you know about Liberty.menu. That's where you can go if you're a liberty-minded person. If you are an individual who is somebody who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you qualify to use Liberty.menu. It is a business directory for libertarian types, and also it has events listings and digital content listings over at Liberty.menu. It's free to use, so do you want some free exposure for your business to other libertarians?
Who doesn't?
If the answer is yes, then you need to be on Liberty.menu, because there really is no better website for this purpose. There have been a few attempts in the past, and they just haven't been that great. Liberty.menu really is great, and it's working well. It's an easy-to-use site, and it looks good. And it's free, so go to Liberty.menu. If you want, you can use code FTL and get a Free Talk Live badge for your username there, Liberty.menu. As we continue here, he's Dave in Colorado Springs. Is this Dave Ridley? Hello, Dave?
Something along those lines.
Hey, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, there is a renewed minor scandal, or at least some activists up in arms, over the Regional Planning Commission in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, okay.
Now, the Regional Planning Commissions are, I'll take almost any excuse to talk about them, because they're so shadowy. I've never been to one of their meetings. every time I've ever, I guess I've interacted with them directly three times, and every time that I can recall, it involves someone threatening me over filming.
Wait. I was going to say, I could have sworn I've seen you at their meetings before. What you're saying is you've never gone inside the meeting? You've just done ambush interviews outside?
I've never been to an RPC facility. I think they have meetings at their own facility.
But you've been to their meetings, because for listeners that don't know, Dave Ridley is a videographer, and he's kind of an independent journalist here in New Hampshire, and he's one of the earlier movers as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. He has kind of made a name for himself, and I'm sure a lot of bureaucrats are frightened to death of encountering you, Dave, because you actually lurk in the hallways outside of these various school board meetings and other committee meetings, and you ask these bureaucrats and politicians tough questions. And most of the time, they're very rude and ignore you or call the police on you. So you have or have not gone to these meetings and kind of tried to talk to these people?
I've only been to meetings where RPCs are present. I've never been to official RPC meetings at RPC facilities.
Okay, gotcha. So you've encountered some of the members of these commissions, but you've never been specifically to one of their meetings.
Right. Okay. In 2012, roughly, maybe 2013, there was this big brouhaha about, there was allegations that these commissions were connected to the United Nations. And so, although it sounds like a conspiracy theory, it did at least get activists to show up at meetings and be interested in this. And they seem to be pushing this agenda of sort of having a lot of surveys, a lot of meetings where people have breakout sessions and they talk about what they want in their towns. And they seem to kind of lead the discussion along with, do you want more publicly funded transportation? Do you want more community centers? Do you want your community to be more walkable?
Right. And of course, the people who show up at these meetings are the ones that want something. They're not the ones that want to be left alone, right? For the most part, the people that want to be left alone are busy doing their own thing, and they don't have time for this crap, and they're not interested in, going to these things. And so these
busybodies who are content are not coming to change things.
And the busybodies are the ones that show up at these meetings, and of course there's other busybodies there, and between the group of them they come up with things like the master plan. And we've seen this process go on here in the Keene area, for instance. And this isn't uncommon. This isn't just a New Hampshire thing. This happens all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
With cities and their college-educated planners that know everything about how everything's supposed to be, and all these busybodies that want to make sure that we can't have any buildings more than four stories tall, and don't build a new tower on the ridge over there because we already have one tower there, and we don't want to ruin our view of all the trees and, all this silly crap. And the idea of controlling other people's property is what comes out of these meetings.
But anyway, the latest thing is that the Regional Planning Commission in, Southern New Hampshire, it would be called the Southern New Hampshire either Regional Planning Commission, has been doing some sort of collaboration with the town of Bedford, which is just south of Manchester, and they are cranking out this survey. But again, it falls into the same category of kind of leading questions, kind of pulling people towards as much urbanization as possible.
Yeah.
The new thing is that urban areas, cities are now ecologically more friendly because you concentrate the humans in one place, and rather than people having trees on their property or whatever, now we stick them all together in giant towering concrete tombs, and that's better.
So it seems like the common denominator here again is the grievances would be, first of all, they're kind of pushing an agenda of urbanization, and secondly, again, it's the Regional Planning Commission sort of muddling around in town government when the RPCs are, not elected.
So they're appointed
by whom?
I forget, but they go back to the 60s. The Regional Planning Commissions did not exist before the 60s. And the question I always ask when I see these people, we've already got, five layers of government above us or six? I lose track. Why do we need a seventh, right? Or why do we need a sixth if we have five?
So this sounds like something that maybe was authorized at the state level. Probably, if it's going to go away, it would have to be deauthorized, likely at the state level. That would be where some form of political action would likely have to come into play. Some state representative would have to introduce a piece of legislation to repeal the whatever authorization is of these planning commissions. You may want to, if this is an important issue to you, Dave, you may want to reach out to some of the libertarian state reps and propose a piece of legislation. One of the nice things about being in New Hampshire, and we've talked a lot about on the air, this New Hampshire freedom migration, which we're all a part of. We all migrated here to join with other libertarian-minded people to do things, to get active, to help achieve some semblance of more freedom in our lifetime. And so one of the ways that people have done that is by getting active in the political system, and we actually have libertarian state reps here. Now, state reps here aren't full-time reps. They're a part-time gig at best. They make $100 a year. So the best thing you can do in New Hampshire, if you want to actually see some sort of political change, and you know that you're connected to state reps, because it's easy to be, because there's 400 of them. I mean, they're all over the place. They're probably, some of them are your neighbors. And so you can connect with these people and literally hand to them a piece of legislation and ask them to submit it. And then they'll just have to look it over and say whether they agree or disagree. If they agree with it and they're willing to submit it, some will submit something they even disagree with, just because their constituent asked them to, depending on who they are. But anyway, they'll submit the thing, and then it can get voted on and discussed, because in New Hampshire, every single piece of legislation gets a vote. It gets a public hearing. So anybody who wanted to can go and talk about why these things should be abolished or why they should stick around, and it would make it into an issue. So that's what I would suggest you do about this, Dave, because, you know, you do great work, no doubt about it, standing out in front of these meetings and ambushing these bureaucrats and these politicians. And there's really some entertaining video on your channel over at RidleyReport.com where people can go and watch that happen. But ultimately, they still have their meetings, whether or not you're standing outside of the meeting. And so the only way, unfortunately, to get rid of these people would be to abolish it at the state level. So that's my suggestion, and I appreciate any other thoughts you want to share. Go ahead.
Yeah, the planning commissions would be afraid of something like that, just because of the fact they get so little attention. They're able to operate with so much impunity currently that they've got nowhere to go but down in a sense. But however, having said that, if such a piece of legislation were brought forward, it needs to just repeal stuff. It does,
right.
Not,
which is why you
single,
should write it.
Not a
so if you go
word
in there
of
and
law that we have to live under, yeah.
Yeah. If you go in there and find the code or whatever which authorizes it, all you'd have to do is submit a piece of legislation that says whatever code repealed, and that would be the end of it. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Dave. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You want, take control of the airwaves here. Toll free number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian
and Johnson
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. If you appreciate what we do on this show, and that is spreading the ideas of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency 7 nights a week on 190 radio stations from coast to coast and beyond. Plus, of course, on the internet and archives and all the other different ways people can listen to Free Talk Live. If you like what we do and you want to help support it, you want us to get on more radio stations like the brand newest affiliate we have, WRKO, the humongous successful talk station in Boston, Massachusetts. It doesn't get any bigger than WRKO, 50,000 watts day and night.
That's a blowtorch. Yeah.
Day and night. It is a monster station. It's been very successful for
What's
a very long time.
What's the schedule of the show? There?
We're on late Saturdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. at this time. We may see some expansion. Talk to the program director while we're at Talkers Conference in June. And met him for the first time there, and he seems like a fan of the show. He really likes what we do, and if he gets a chance during the week, he's going to try to get us in for maybe like an hour per night. So
RKO is one of those stations that we could do really well on, Johnson. One of the reasons is that Free Talk Live is great for getting listeners. Mm-hmm. It's great for creating discussion. It's great for getting people active and passionate. They're whipped up. They're excited. These are the things that Howard Stern did weekday mornings in New York City and then through across the nation and now on satellite.
Well, he was getting people excited by titillating them, but it's a little different.
Agreed, but they were active, they were listening, they were excited.
No doubt.
People were tuning
angry.
In.
Some were angry.
That happens on these little stations across America, but those little stations in many cases are like, well, I keep on getting these calls from people, and they're upset about the things you're saying, and, I don't have an argument for it, but I just want to run a radio station.
That doesn't
here.
Happen very often.
It happens often enough.
We've only lost a handful of stations over the years.
There are plenty of people who aren't very good program directors, mm-hmm. right? They don't understand that you want people, feeling passionate about the things people are saying on your air.
Well, most of our 190 stations are smaller stations,
yeah.
And they've stuck with us for a long time.
Many, what you're describing
is not really much of a phenomenon
at all. The Catholic station that gave up because we talked about Oklahoma banning the Satanic Church. I mean, you know.
I don't remember that one.
Well, that was, it was in Oklahoma.
I don't remember where that would have been in Oklahoma. I have no idea what you're talking about. A Catholic station?
It was a station owned by the Catholic Church.
Huh. News to me, dude. Must have been one I wasn't dealing with or something like that.
No, it was one of yours.
Okay, you're going to have to pull up the email to prove that one to me because I don't remember that story at all.
Okay.
So I just noticed something completely unrelated here.
Before the unrelated thing, go to the AMP program, amp.freetalklive.com. If you want us to get on more great radio stations and expose new people to the ideas of freedom and get some cool perks, the AMP program really will help us out. It's $5 a month. ampamp.freetalklive.com. All right, unrelated.
Here's what you shouldn't do. Well, we already said this last week when somebody called in and gave a stock tip. I just noticed that I happen to have a tab open where I looked up that stock tip.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully no one followed it.
Was this the penny stock guy?
Yeah. It's crashed by 50%. So if you follow that advice, well, we told you not to.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Now, some good news, because every now and then we do see some good news. I'd like to share the good news, and this is good news about Zen Magnets, a story we've been following for years here on Free Talk Live. We can say we knew him when. Shahan Qs, the founder of Zen Magnets. We met this guy at a Bitcoin conference. I think it was our first Bitcoin conference.
It was Bitcoin 2013. Likely, it was the first Bitcoin conference ever.
San Jose, if you don't count
Porkfest as a Bitcoin conference.
Yeah, we were at that conference, and there was this guy walking around with a sign on his backpack offering to sell magnets for Bitcoin at the time. And we got some from him and had him on the show. And turns out he was the founder and is the founder and still the man behind Zen Magnets, which is the only, sort of the last standing of the original neodymium magnet, little magnetic ball plaything kind of, well, they're not toys, but, you know, office kind of fidget things,
yeah.
Whatever you want to call them. Not a toy. But Zen Magnets.
I'm holding them up in front of the camera right now.
Yeah, they were attacked by the federal government's Consumer Product Safety Commission. And
by the way, the cam is at cam.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, so I'll let Sean tell the story here. This is from his website, zenmagnets.com. Quote:
is the camera switching, Ian?
It should be.
I don't think it's switched the whole time.
It should be switching.
All right.
But anyway. Quote, we will not settle for any sort of stop sale of magnets that are perfectly safe when not misused. We vow to continue this legal battle until our very last drop of cash flow blood, promised in August 2014, forecasting 95% chance of a glorious, honorable death of insolvency on the legal battlefield. This was his prediction in 2014. Last week, however, a Colorado district court judge tossed out the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission's recall decision on due process grounds. For the first time in 6 years, we are no longer in active litigation. We won. Here are the links for the curious, and then links to the Tenth Circuit Court ruling. And several other reports of that.
Now, this is the country in which you live, ladies and gentlemen. The country where a businessman who knows he's right,
yep,
expects to lose when he goes up against the government. When he goes up,
expects
against,
to just run out of money.
Well, yeah, he knew that this organization was going to come after him. He knew that they were going to just, you know, bleed him dry, and he was going to fight to the end because he's that kind of
person.
He
believes in his business and what he's doing.
Yeah, he's that kind of person. He's a good American, you know, by the standard that people would use to judge those things. But he didn't expect to win. He expected to go down fighting. That makes the government the enemy. And enjoy your hot dogs tomorrow.
We are so greatly indebted to the thousands that supported us financially and emotionally throughout this endeavor. It's really quite astounding that we've come out on the other end of this whole thing alive. Just weeks ago, we were still on our knees awaiting a potential guillotine. But forthcoming, expect new projects, products, and outlooks. To consecrate, we're reawakening the monthly contest, giving away more free magnets than ever, and resuming all projects that were on doom pause. Stay tuned, he says, at newsletter.zenmagnets.com. Back in 2012... when we were the first company to be sued for a mandatory CPSC recall prior to record of injury, we had no idea of what we were getting into. So just to be clear, just what he just said there.
mandatory CPSC recall prior to record of injury. The CPSC ordered, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, ordered all magnetic balls pulled from store shelves in the United States, despite the fact that there had never been any specific call against Zen magnets. There had never been a report by anybody saying, my child ate your magnets for Zen magnets. Didn't happen, but they were included in the recall anyway. Despite the fact that they already had, you know, warnings on their product and so on. But let's go on.
I think it's worth mentioning. I really love this little factoid. Balloons kill far more kids in America than little magnets ever will.
Oh, yeah.
But those are fine.
The original plan, he says, was defend ourselves in court because who needs a lawyer? Oh, ha, ha, ha. By the time Buckyballs and MagnaCube both settled with the CPSC, we were, and by the way, went out of business, we were 2 years less naive but no less outraged at what seemed to us to be a blatant attack on the fundamentals of consent, warnings, and democracy. We were literally the last ones standing, and, quote, you're going to lose, was the standard line from almost every lawyer and consultant we spoke to about a prolonged legal scuffle with the big Fed CPSC. Yeah, probably.
That's how lawyers are. Yeah. They don't want to fight the government.
Right. Yeah, probably, we thought. Along the way, we eulogized burnt magnets, uncovered CPSC injury data dishonestly, spent 24 days in court over 4 years, all while a blizzard of legal motions flew around us. The nationwide magnet ban meant we were without income for most of 2015. After downsizing from 12 employees in a big warehouse to one loyal part-timer in a spare bedroom, 2016 was when we had our first significant victories. The CPSC's nationwide magnet ban was overturned months after the first appeal of the Zen Magnets recall was ruled in our favor. Rather unexpectedly, we've had more success resisting the CPSC than any company in 33 years. Because most of them don't put up a fight. Elon, quote from Elon Musk, there's a fundamental problem with regulators. If a regulator agrees to change a rule and something bad happens, they can easily lose their career. Whereas, if they change a rule and something good happens, they don't even get a reward. So, it's very asymmetric, unquote. That's how this game works, he says, or excuse me, how this game works is we have to keep winning at every stage on every front, or else the CPSC wins. Though breathing capacity returned when we defeated the nationwide ban in 2016, the CPSC still wanted to make a point of our destruction.
Yeah, they did.
Remember, what happened then, and he may get into this, was even though they overturned the ban and made it legal to sell these magnetic balls again, the CPSC kept coming at Zen Magnets specifically. So even though their ban was overturned, they still wanted to stop Zen Magnets from doing business, and that's why it continued. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.